This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two victims of a police shooting spoke out today after the Denver police gave their account of why three officers opened fire in a crowd in downtown Denver on Sunday morning. Yukala Wadeyuet was celebrating a birthday while leaving a beer hall. He was shot in the arm by a police bullet.
After finding out it was the police and not the suspect that who conducted the shooting, I just kind of need answers.
Denver PD says the officers were firing at a man who flashed the muzzle of a handgun. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. Six people, including the suspect, were shot. No one died. Colorado and other states in the upper part of the Colorado River Basin have submitted a proposal on how they'll reduce their use of the river. The proposal is in response to the federal government's demand that all states in the river network make major reductions. The Upper Basin Plan does not include any mandatory water cuts, only voluntary programs. Chuck Cullum is the executive director of the Upper Colorado River Commission.
While it is a compensated, temporary, and voluntary program, it is a reduction in economic capacity to any participant.
The states in the lower Colorado River Basin have not yet submitted their plan. Drivers heading west along I-70 should expect delays near the Eisenhower Tunnel this week. The westbound lane of the tunnel is closed from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. today and tomorrow. Crews are planning wall panel repairs inside the 50-year-old tunnel that were damaged by ice buildup. Traffic impacts should let up by Friday. This is CPR News in Denver. It's 92 degrees. It's just about 5:06.